But that's what I like about, and still that way in rural life. If you need help, they're there to help you, and they just turn out that way. And I've helped my neighbors same way now. I mean, different ones of them just exactly the same way, because I know how we needed it. And when you get anything when you need it, you don't never forget those kind of people.
Yeah, that's true.
But they were real. It was a good community. I had to move later on. And
this is from Shiloh.
Yes.
And did you move from there to Baker?
We moved from there then to Baker. I think we lived over there 10 or 11 years. But when we bought this place up there at Baker, and of course we'd milk cows all the time, and we bought another farm. My father-in-law's, he'd been in the dairy business, so we had, he was going to have to retire. So he had a dairy barn that he had built, and he'd been in the grade A business a while. But of course he was going to have to quit, so he wanted us to move up there because we were milking anyhow. So we bought a farm then, and we moved up there and we milked there in grade A for, oh, I don't know how many years. But we have certificates where we sold the lowest bacteria count.
You did.
From Central, we're selling into Kempa or Central Arkansas Milk Producers Association. Mm-hmm. And 3 years in a row, well, we got a certificate from Kempa, and it was presented to us by the manager and by two of our senators.
Mm-hmm.
At the annual meeting. They had an annual meeting every year at Conway. And it was the lowest, we had the lowest bacteria count and the best quality milk, according to what they come into the camp of milk shed. Mm-hmm. And that happened 3 times in a row, which we mm-hmm. were very proud of.
Well, did y'all build a house there in Baker?
Yes, we remodeled a house
mm-hmm.
At Baker. Mm-hmm. And the same, a bunch of the same ones that come in and helped us when we really needed
mm-hmm.
help
mm-hmm.
were ones that we hired when we remodeled this house at Baker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how far is Baker from Maple Grove?
It's about four and a half miles,
mm-hmm.
and it's due north.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've all my life I've lived right around
mm-hmm.
about the same area. You know, mm-hmm. never over 4.5 miles and mm-hmm. take care of the span there where we lived from the time where I was born to now.
Yeah, well, we were talking about before about the house that you had at Maple Grove. And you were telling me about
that was my dad's house.
Yeah, that house. And you were telling me about that it had a flue in it.
Yes.
And you said that was the first brick that you'd ever seen.
That's right.
Well, now, how is a flue connected to a fireplace?
Well, a flue, I refer to a flue is like where you're using, of course, wood heat or oil heat or what have you. Of course, out in the country that way, we always use wood.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for stoves. And
what?
And a flue would be, they were built different ways. Some of them used 5 brick, and some, now that would be to the round, of course, and some 7. And now for a fireplace, why, it would be a lot larger. It has to be. I don't know how many brick would be for a fireplace.
Would you call it the same thing? I mean,
Well, no, it'd be a chimney for what I'd call a chimney for a fireplace.